Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good afternoon, folks. Was about to play the intro twice for you. The first intro was me, Gary L. Wimmer, playing an old version of Here Comes the Sun. Jethro, who started Psychics Gone Wild, put that on, and I keep forgetting to take it off. So I hope you enjoyed it. It's nice to have a little sun right now. We have a note here in the chat room about it's brisk and cold for coastal central California. Well, I'll tell you what, California, it's cold all over right now. So you're lucky that you get more warm days than a lot of the country. And this is Gary Wimmer, again, coming to you from Austin, Texas for Psychics Gone Wild. Just a moment, I'll let her introduce herself, my co-host, Jan Drake Bakke. And she does things with animals. I do things with stones. You can find out about us on psychicsgonewild.com. Look under Gary Wimmer, W-I-M-M-E-R, or Jan Drake Bakke, B-A-K-K-E. Now, I'm going to get Jan on to explain what she does, and then I'll tell you what I do. And meanwhile, got a lot of callers want to let you know we take them in the order they call. So 570-831-330-229, and Mary Lou, you will be on soon. Be patient with us. And if there's any problems with Blog Talk, Skype, such as the nature of the internet beast called internet radio. Again, good to have you folks out. And Jan, how are you doing this morning or this afternoon, my dear?
Oh, hi, Gary. Thank you very much. Yeah, and I just wanted to tell the listeners that Gary is a master at his lithomancy and just an excellent, excellent psychic, and I'm very blessed to be co-hosting with him today. And what I do is animal totems, and this has been a more recent thing that's come into play with me, although it really hasn't been as recent as I think it has. It's just that it's been coming out more in the last couple years. But I was thinking about it the other day, and actually when I first met my husband, which was 18 years ago, we were talking one day on one of our first dates, and I was saying to him, do you ever feel like you have an animal that you feel like you might be or have mimic or have feelings that you feel like you are? I remember that conversation now, and we were talking about how we saw other people as animals, and I just now realized that that was just the totem animals that I was probably feeling and didn't even seeing too and didn't even realize. So anyway, it's something to think about, stuff that you might be seeing or feeling and not quite sure what it is, but then all of a sudden it shows up one day and it's very predominant, and it could be a gift coming out as it is in me right now, and I'm just starting to develop it. I'm very much of a novice. I just want to let everybody know I am a beginner, and I am in training, and my teacher, Jethro Smith, who I've been training with the last couple years, has helped me with all of this, and he's wonderful. He's the creator of Psychics Gone Wild, and I started doing his meditation and practicing the stuff that he teaches, and all of the other people that I listen to, the Psychics Gone Wild group and other people in other groups and teachers there, and just starting to develop more of a psychic awareness and experience in and putting it in my everyday spiritual living. So anyway, it's spirit totem animals, and they come through and I see them, and they're guides. They're like spirit guides. They're here for us to help us and to give us messages and to guide us in our life during certain times of what we might be going through. And then we have power animals that are with us our entire life. Those are a little bit different. They stay with us the entire life. We have a lot of totem animals that come through just to help us during certain periods of time. And so you may have many animals. And you see them outside. You see them going on trips. You might see them in the field or in the somewhere. You might be in the store and you might see a statue of an animal. And if that keeps coming to you, then you know that's probably a totem. You see them in dreams. They're just about everywhere. They really are. They're an integral part of our whole life and living, the animals. So take a look at them and notice them more. They're very special, and they're here to help us. And so anyway, that's what I do. That's what I've been doing, and I'm going to hand it over to Gary now, and thanks, Gary.
Oh, yeah. And
I just
you're
go
less,
on and on.
You're less than an novice. You think you are. You're very intuitive. And you mentioned a couple key words I wanted to really quickly talk about. The psychic ability in general, folks, is an art. It's not a science. As whether you whatever kind of symbolism you pick up and read, it's an art. It's dealing with things that don't fit into formulas, like people and decisions and the time and past and so forth. So everybody has a slightly different psychic perspective. And I suggest all you folks that want to develop your psychic ability, the main thing to do is pay attention to the moment, because that's all you got. Whether you're thinking about the future, reflecting on the past, you're still only doing it in the moment. So start being very aware of the moment, and you'll start to develop a lot of your own psychic ability. There's thousands of books that are written on it, but I wrote one myself called A Second in Eternity. I had a near-death experience in 1977, and I saw how much symbolism we see subconsciously. And what I try to do now is consciously see that. So you can check out that book, A Second Eternity, on my website, GaryWimmer.com, GaryWimmer.com/psychic, or you can Google A Second in Eternity. Or you can Google Reading Stones, because the system I use, I started giving readings in the early 70s, the system I used have used pretty consistently since 1980, is called lithomancy, as Jan was saying. It involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, Sun through Pluto, and 6 stones based on life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And when I do them over the phone, as I will be today, I charge them up, hold them in my hands, get your energy into them, and then ask you just to say drop. And I drop these 16 stones into a piece of leather. It's about 14 inches in diameter. It's 3 feet long, little thin piece, represents a clock. I read them from the center to the top, of which is 12 o'clock, start of the first week, and then around for 12 weeks. And I call it 3 months in 3 minutes, which is about 15 seconds per week. Of course, both Jan and I do longer readings for appointments, but on radio shows we only have so much time. Wanted to mention one other thing. If you want to, you can check into my show, A Second in Eternity, named after my book. It's on Blog Talk Radio on Thursdays at 8 o'clock Central. And we are going to start taking some calls here. We're going to start in the order we received them. So the first caller in tonight is 570. Are you there, 570?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
This is Doreen.
Doreen,
and
what
I'm
a beautiful
just, like,
name.
And I'm just, like, really... Thank you. I'm really thrilled to get the opportunity to say hello and to speak to you guys for a little bit. I have on my mind, I know what my life path is supposed to be, But I have a problem. I have a problem with timing. That's the only thing that I'm stuck is the timing of the whole thing.
I think a lot of us have a problem with timing, sweetheart, because we see our potential, we see where we've been, we see the. So timing's always an issue in everything. It really is. As they say, timing is everything.
Right.
And what I tend to think, and I'm just charging up some stones right now, getting a feel about it, is we're always learning new things about how to deal with timing. For example, if you want to learn to play piano, which I did, and I'm still self-teaching myself at 32. I played guitar since I was 15. I'm 66 now. I've been doing it for a while. But your timing, it takes timing. It takes practice. You don't get to go from where you visualize you want to be playing professionally without going through all the timing of learning all the notes and passages. So I suggest there's only so much you can do about timing. And the most important thing you could do, the most important thing you can do while you're waiting, so to speak, or feeling that you're things aren't happening, is do other things. Take another step in some other area. Because the best we can do is put out our best effort, be creative, meditate, be positive, see the glass half full, all that sort of thing. I always say this. If the universe has six things, say who, what, where, why, when, and how, we can decide all of them. But the universe is probably going to trump us on one or two. Maybe it'll trump us on the when or the how or the why. So we don't get to, even if we choose everything, it doesn't necessarily fall down that way where everything we choose works. Doesn't mean we shouldn't choose. Doesn't mean we shouldn't have goals. But it means we should recognize that the universe may have a better plan for it. There's a show on TV last night about a guy named Michael Morton on CNN who spent 25 years in jail. Right north of Austin here in Williamson County near Georgetown until they finally, Innocence Project got him out because of DNA and the prosecutor just got filed on for prosecutorial misconduct. He was talking about time. And he's saying he spent 25 years in jail, and one day about 8 years ago, he had a 10-year, 12 years ago, he had a very mystical experience that after 20 years there gave him incredible patience. So that's kind of what I feel about timing. I'm going to let Sister Jan add some insight to that. Jan?
Okay, thank you. Sure. Hi, Doreen.
Hi, Jan.
I know. Hi. Is this Doreen Clark by any chance?
No, it isn't.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I saw a few animals here, and the cat was the first one. So I'm just going to go with that. And but there were several, actually. And it says here, in ancient Egypt, the domestic cat reached the most revered status, the goddess of healing and fertility, protector of the home, and let's see, what else? The Celts believed that the cat had prophetic powers and that if you looked into its eyes, you looked into the other world. It was the totem animal of a tribe in Scotland also. Not an easy totem to call upon, the cat reflects your independent nature. A free thinker, you often do not behave as people expect. You sometimes take risks, but with cat as your ally, you seem to have a charmed life. Naturally graceful and very sensitive, you are a curious and clever soul. Once you know what you want, you do not hesitate. You are interested in developing your psychic abilities and perhaps practice some aspect of the healing arts. If the cat crossed your path, look out for new magic coming into your life. Pay attention to signs and synchronicities so that you can act when the time is right. Follow your instincts rather than listening to others. If you face confrontation, know that the cat has appeared to protect you. Well, that's just part of it, but it also says that this is a period of magic and mystery for you, so pay close attention to signs and omens that will help guide you and direct you. Listen closely to your intuitive guidance. It's most likely an ancestor of one who's of your spirit guides trying to communicate with you. I'm not sure what... if that is the whole story to this whole thing that you're thinking about, because I'd just like to read one more animal, if you don't mind, and I've never read this one before. Okay.
Wow.
I've never read this one before either. It's a new one that's come in for the first time that I've ever seen with anyone, so it's kind of exciting to see what it says, because I haven't even read about it yet. And it's, and don't be offended or anything.
No,
but
I,
it's
me.
The pig. Okay, it's the pig. So
okay.
I've never seen a pig before, and there's always a frame, but you just never know what the animals can bring and what they mean, you know, because they're so amazing. And I'm trying to, I'm sorry, I'm taking a long time here, because I look through different books, and because I want to get a rounded viewpoint. I don't want to just get one person. I like to hear what other, a lot of people say. Anyway, let's see. I'm sorry. Gosh. If I can even find the darn page. We're almost there, but just a minute. All right, here we go. You know what? I can't seem to get there. Where are we? I really want to tell you this animal, because it's, okay, here we go. I found the page. Here we go. Because I've never seen one before, so it's very interesting that it would come up. And it says, stop your procrastinating and move forward on that project that you started and have yet to finish. It's time to meet whatever situation or person in your life is causing you distress head on and achieve some sort of closure. You're at the beginning of a period of wealth, prosperity, and personal growth. Face your fears and do whatever is necessary to resolve them so that you can find peace. Whatever controversy you're involved in will soon be settled in a fair and just manner. You're willing to tackle anything that makes you uncomfortable in spite of fear, and you have the uncanny knack for making the most of any situation. When you feel trapped or cornered, you become quite aggressive and are able to get out of those situations, and you're persistent in pursuing your goals. So I hope that says anything about your path right now and what you're doing.
Presently I'm trying to come out of my spiritual closet and figure out how I'm going to be a metaphysical teacher. That's the problem that I'm having.
Well, Doreen, let me say one thing.
Wow, that's awesome.
let me say one thing. It's a process of development. I feel like you've done a lot of the right things, but then again, patience comes in. You can't learn to play the piano overnight. You can't learn to be a good psychic overnight.
Right.
I've been doing...
No, that
40...
I do understand.
Yeah, so be patient and practice and try where you're at. That's how you
but
evolve.
But I'm getting like dual messages saying that I am procrastinating.
Well, you always will. You always will.
Okay, and they're telling me, you know, to take my show on the road. I mean, that's why I'm getting like a little, I think, you know, hesitant and stepping back.
Practice before you go for Carnegie Hall.
Oh, I will.
Okay. We're going to move on, Doreen.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you.
Sure.
I was going to add to what Jan said. I was looking at some cards and stones here. I agree with you. You've done a lot of the right work. You've got everything packaged up. Don't be frustrated because timing, because it's holding you in place in order to help you get real efficient and clean on some things. And toward the end of this year, first of next year, you're going to feel a lot of explosion of energy and growth. So stay empowered,
God,
girl.
God bless the two of you.
You too,
God
Doreen.
God bless you too.
Thank you.
Good to have you. And I always wanted to add that we're always happy to have Jan and Steve, I believe it is. Yes, Jan and Steve on our chat room. I don't check it very often, but it's a good thing. They write a lot and make a lot of comments. So it's always a pleasure to have you folks with us. We are moving to area code 831. Can you hear me, 831?
Yes, I can.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa, okay.
I'm in California.
All right, girl. Well, you're probably a little warmer than the most of the country is, whether it's,
Well, it's 42 degrees outside where I'm at.
Like I said, you're warmer than everybody else who's under 30 mark, you know. Would you like a general reading, Lisa?
You know what? Yeah, I could use a psychic checkup. It's been a while.
Okay, and we've got a lot of callers in, so we may start alternating between me giving a reading and Jan doing some animal cards just so we can get everybody. Having said that, Lisa, what I'm going to do, or what I'm doing now, is charging up these 16 stones, and all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you what I'll see for the next couple months for you, okay?
Fantastic. I'm getting married in March, so this would be great.
All right. So whenever...
Yeah.
Okay, did it. Yeah, it does feel like up at the very top you've got the Love Stone, Mars, which is man. You've got Neptune, Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn. So, yeah, you're working towards a lot of fresh stability. And it feels like there's a lot of good energy that you feel toward this and are working toward. It's helping you organize things in your life. It's helping you set plans that you know not only your wedding, but where you're going to go in your life. So there's a whole series of fresh ideas and hopes and plans and aspirations based on love and relationships and stability that's going to come in with Saturn next to Jupiter, next to Venus here. So in the first couple of weeks, it really looks like it's helping you organize, plan, and so forth. And by the third and fourth week here, you're going to realize why you've had all these sort of intense changes in your life. Both, you know, you may feel confused one minute and pretty happy the next. It's kind of because you're diving into a whole new world, and that's a good thing. Because by the fourth and fifth week here, with decisions you made, with emotions, with seeing the new direction of not only your life, but what it's going to do as far as how you want to expand business things, how you want details to be worked out as far as contracts, how you're looking about places, and how you're more than anything really healing from a lot of your doubts that have been building up in the past. This marriage really clears them out and lets you know that all the sort of confusion you'd been through in the past actually made sense, because you had to be optimistic and hold your ground for a long period of time till you actually felt like everything's working right. And so you've learned a lot. That's what I feel like at the very top here. Learned a lot spiritually and so forth. And by the sixth and seventh and eighth week, you're going to realize how much you've healed as far as being fearless, strong. You don't have these doubts that you used to anymore. And sure enough, from the ninth to the 12th week here, you're continuing to move with love, plan more about your wedding. It feels very good for you. That's what I can feel. It's a very good decision for you, and it's going to make you fortunate in more areas than life than you see right now. Does that make sense to you?
So clearly, yes. Everything you said, yes, standing my ground, being optimistic, listening to guides. I've also been enhancing my psychic abilities. I don't know what my totem is, but I can tell you that just standing firm, and I'm always called Mama Bear.
All right.
Well,
we're going to give Jan just a moment to get a totem for you, Lisa, and then we're going to alternate readings. We've got a lot of folks calling in all of a sudden. So after this, I'll do a reading, Jan will do a reading. But you mentioned totem. You're one of the second caller. So, Jan, give us some totem magic for Lisa.
I sure will, Lisa. Well,
yes.
That's interesting you said that. The first one, though, that I got was rabbit, then I got the lion, then I got the bear. So that's pretty cool. The rabbit is creativity, optimism, caution, humility, associated with the moon, the fairy realms. The rabbit is most active at dawn and dusk, the in-between times. With rabbit as your totem, you are a sensitive and flexible person, ready to change as the situation changes. You may appear to progress in leaps and jumps, but in fact you are optimizing your creativity and your fertility of mind, heart, and body. Rabbit also helps you attune to the phases of the moon, so you are aware of its influence on yourself and your endeavors, and you plan accordingly. Well organized. You do not announce your moves, but keep your head down so that others cannot take advantage of you. Loving, artistic, and sensitive, you are probably a vegetarian, that's what it says here. You also know how important it is to have still and quiet times. Rabbit can show up in your life when you are faced with a new and perhaps worrying situation if you feel blocked. Rabbit will help you uncover any negative feelings, and so meditate to release them so that you are ready to move quickly. And I can look up the bear if you like, because that was the third animal that I saw. So that's kind of neat. Do you want me to?
Sure.
Okay. But the rabbit came in really clearly, right, the very first thing. And so self-sufficiency is the bear. Introspection, ancient wisdom, self-confidence, discrimination. As your totem, the bear teaches strength from within, understanding that the answer to every question lies within. You prefer not to rely on others, but to go within yourself for what you need to know and also to find the inner strength to do what you need to do and stand up for what you believe in. Finding time to meditate or simply be quiet on your own is important to you, as it gives you the inner space to hatch new ideas and creative endeavors. Your judgment is usually sound and invariably respected. If bear has lumbered into your life, it may be time to sit alone for a while and think about what you are undertaking, of what you are going through. Perhaps you are looking for answers and from other people rather than paying attention to your own feelings and understanding. Bear appears to remind you that it is in stillness within that all true knowledge begins, and to give you the extra strength to make sure and steady progress. And so that's what the bear is.
Hope that helps you, Lisa.
Go with you.
Oh, yeah, I'm pursuing a new, I'm looking for positions right now, and that's pretty much what describes what I'm going through. So along with the new organization of the wedding. Thank you, guys. I really, really needed reassurance and what's the word I'm looking for?
Affirmation.
That's it. Confirmation. That's it.
Well, Lisa, tell people about our show. Tune back in again, and we certainly appreciate you calling in.
Thank you again.
God bless you, girl.
Thank you.
All right, we have a lot of callers came in recently, so what we're going to do is Jan and I will alternate just so we can get a little bit to everybody here. That said, I'm going to take, where is it? We've got 330 here. Are you there, 330?
Yes, I am.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
Nicole,
how are you, girl?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Great.
And just to let everybody know, we'll be taking 229 Mary Lou 856-954-818-118-315 if we can get into everybody. So I will give a reading to Nicole and 229. We're going to let Jan do some cards. We're going to alternate so we can give a little taste to everybody. Nicole, can I give you a general reading? Would you be interested in that?
Sure.
Okay, this will kind of cover 3 months in 3 minutes, like I say. And to all you folks, you can listen back on the archives to what Jan and I say. And what I always find is easy is go to blogtalkradio.com, Psychics Gone Wild, find the show you want, right-click, download it to your computer. And that way you can listen to it without having the to wait for the player to work or whatever. Now, having said that, Nicole, these stones are nice and warm, so all you have to do, my dear, just say drop whenever you feel it's right.
Okay? Drop.
Okay. Well, you've done a lot of thinking about a lot of things, including love and relationships, your direction, male direction, how y'all work together and so forth. And so it's putting you in a position right now. You've got the magic stone right at the top along with Mercury. So this is showing you're in a good position to start making good decisions about your place, about your direction, about your relationship, and how to get a lot of things worked out with yourself, with direction, with confidence, and so forth. And because you've processed a lot of this, it's probably a good time to start putting it into play on a like a very aware basis. You want to do the right thing at the right time, at the right moment, and there's, you know, no time is perfect, but there's better selections and worse ones. So you're going through this period in the first week and a half to two where you're really making good decisions because you want to make good decisions, about how to deal with this. And it's going to help you with matters of place, of home. And it's going to certainly help clear out a lot of things about the relationship, bring issues up that need to be worked on and so forth. And that gives you, by the fourth and fifth and sixth week, it really opens up a lot of doors for you in your life, because you're it's kind of like you've taken a challenge. You've stood up against what felt kind of difficult and confusing, and you've learned that you have a right to speak your mind, that communication works, that it did bring some of these issues up, that it got things on a better footing. And so it really allows you to know much more about your power, your creativity, your emotional framework, your luck, and all that sort of thing from about the fourth and fifth week on. And by the seventh and eighth and ninth week here, as you look back at the cycle you've created for yourself, this lucky cycle, this stretching your own bounds, even when you're up against a wall, you decide that's not where you want to be, so you're like ready to take some chances, think outside the box and so forth. As you do that in this first several weeks, and you start living a little more inventive by the fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh week here, you're going to find by the ninth to the 12th week, it's really put your sense of commitments and relationships and how you deal with men and partners and how you make decisions about the direction of your life. It's really put that on a much more profound grounding, footage and so forth. So Right. Don't be afraid of processing what you know you have to process in this next couple of weeks, because it's actually going to be liberating for you. Does that make any sense to you?
Actually, it makes perfect sense to me, because I am in a relationship. We have our ups and downs, but I'm also in the process of wanting to move back to where I originally grew up at. I live in Ohio right now, but I originally grew up in the state of Delaware, and I've been looking around for places to live, and I'm not sure when should I move, or it might take me 3 years, but I'm saving up to move. And I'm looking around for how much places are and how much it's going to cost. It's been a lot of planning.
Well, that's why I say it's a good time for decisions for you. That's why it's the very start. Magic stone, Mercury, a good time for decisions. Doesn't mean you have to make them all overnight, but it means you start making. And you remember that any decision you make today, unless you sign a contract for a car or something, you can change tomorrow. So be brave. Think outside the box. Hope that helps you, Nicole. Okay.
All right, it does. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Bob. God bless.
Now, we're going to move on because, like I said, we got a lot of callers. 229, I'm going to let 229, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'd like to get a general, please.
Who are we speaking with?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Melvin from Georgia.
Melvin, I'm going to ask my beautiful partner here, Jan, to give you some totem pole information on animals. Jan, you with us?
I sure am, and I see a horse for Melvin right away, so I'm just going to go with that. And as soon as he started to talk, the horse just kind of came right in there. So let's just go with that for right now. And I'm sure there's more animals for you too, Melvin, while I'm getting the page here. But it says you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move more very quickly once it's initiated. It's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get you through this ordeal. You're much more powerful than you think you are. This situation requires strong warrior energy, balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. Teamwork with your family, friends, or community is important right now. And your personal freedom is of the highest priority, sometimes at the expense of others' approval. And you get stifled when people are trying to buck you or get in your, you know, try to keep you in one place. Even though you know how to travel to other dimensions and realities, you will deal well with mundane issues and concerns. You're very loyal to others once they earned your trust, and you love to wander about just for the sake of exploring with no particular goal or agenda in mind. You're a natural leader and evoke confidence in others. Does that make sense to you, Melvin?
100%. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so glad.
That's my magic Jan in action.
100%. Wow.
Awesome.
Well, good, Melvin. Good. We're glad you called in and glad it made sense. That's a that makes us feel good because, you know, one thing Jan and I and most psychics want to do, we don't want to screw someone's life up. We want to add to it. So
exactly.
You guys are good. Yeah.
So,
that was right on there. Thank you so much. I feel like, you know, something good is going to happen to me financially. That's basically, you know, what I was aiming at today. But you summarized it all up. Yeah.
Like awesome. Well, I'm glad.
That's my magic Jan right there. And remember, Melvin, to all you folks, you can call back. I mean, excuse me, you can listen to the archives. And you can also catch me tomorrow, the same time, 2 to 3, with Peg Jones tomorrow on Psychics Gone Wild. Having said that, we're moving to Mary Lou Who. Are you there?
Hi, Gary. I'm here. Hi, Gary.
Good. Would you like a general reading, Mary Lou?
I would love a general reading.
Okay, and just to let you folks know, we're moving next to 856-954-315-818 and 111 in that order. So be patient with us, folks. And you still there, dear?
I am.
Okay, I forgot your name. I thought it was up here, but it disappeared. What? Oh, you're Mary Lou. Correct. Gotcha. Well, I've been charging these 16 stones up, Mary, and what I'm going to do is when you say drop, I'll drop them, and I'll tell you what I'll see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay, drop them.
You're ready to go, aren't you, girl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it looks like a certain amount of processing about emotional things and direction and relationships. Looking into the past is actually helping you start to make a bunch of decisions, very practical decisions in the next couple weeks about your future, about direction, about commitments, and about working through situations that were difficult. And now you're getting this new sense of organization and strength here in the first couple weeks. And it looks very empowering for you, not only for what it's offering you in the long term, because of the life stone out here beyond the circle that's showing what you learn in this three-month period is really going to set you up for a lot of long-term gain. But it's also helping you in the short term here by the third and fourth week as far as feeling the way you look at love and relationships and balance in your home place and things around you and people you care about. You're going through some changes on some of those areas, but it's bringing you like fresh communication, fresh ideas, fresh feelings about love and family. So, if you are processing things right now, looking at the past and trying to figure out where to go in the future and how that's helping you, that's right where you need to be, because the past is giving you this decision-making ability about the next couple weeks into the holidays, and especially after the holidays, after the first of the year and so forth, how you're going to come across for the like a refined sense of balance and harmony and confidence that's you're ready for. And by the sixth and seventh week here, you're going to be surprised how much fresh opportunity that brings you as far as plans in the future, as far as finances, and especially as far as both making decisions and communication. Communication is very, get a lot of fortunate things happening to you in terms of communication, you with other people, and maybe other people giving you some good news and advice that really starts miracles happening for you. And from the 9th to the 12th week here, you're learning a lot. What you've learned in this 8-9 weeks here has given you a lot of strength to heal other issues so you can move forward from the 9th to the 12th week on with even more empowerment. So what you're starting now with both looking back with a new fresh sense of emotions and, like I said, being able to, in a practical sense, see what their priorities are, as you go through that in the first week and set these things in motion, from the 9th to the 12th week, it's going to bring you this sense of not only being healed, but being able to take that into the future with like a lot of knowledge. You know what you've gone through. You know how you've processed things. You know how you've got not only your confidence back in almost like with a vengeance, but a lot of great, fresh opportunities coming into your life, and you're going to realize it's not an accident, how you brought it about. And so by the end of this three-month period, you're going to have like the answers to the direction that you're looking right now. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I just wanted to hear it.
Okay, well, good, girl.
That's
if you just said,
the confidence today.
If you just said, no, I don't have a clue what you're talking about, it doesn't make my day feel very well. So.
Of course, I'd like more details, but I guess that's what a longer reading's for.
Yeah, I mean, I can only cover so much in 3 minutes. I'm just kind of giving you a general idea. But you know how to get a hold of me. You can always go to GaryWimmer.com. You can go to Psychics Gone Wild and find out about both Jan and I. And Mary Lou, thanks for tuning in.
Well,
hope
thanks
that helps
for
you.
Talking to me. All right.
Our pleasure, my dear.
Thanks, Mary Lou.
And I'm going to turn 856 over to Jan so we get everybody in on this hour. We've got about 20 minutes left, and so we'll try to get everybody in. 856, are you there?
Yeah, hi. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Laura, I was born in Plainfield, New Jersey.
Hi. Well, I'm actually from Pittsburgh.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let Magic Jan do some magic animal totems for you.
That's cool, Gary. My mom's name is Jane, and I always ask her to come in and help me. And so maybe you're picking up on her. She's passed over, but before every show, I always ask, I pray to her and I say, please, Mom, come in and help me if you want to.
Amen.
Yes. So, Laura, I am picking up on, it looks like a few animals here, and mostly, gosh, I'm trying to get it clear because I see it right through my mind's eyes, and it looks like a unicorn to me. I kept seeing a horse, and I think, gosh, am I seeing another horse? A lot of horses come. People have a lot of horses around them, it seems like, because I really see a lot of horses a lot. But this one is the unicorn, so it's not the normal horse. It's more of the magical horse. And not that the other horse isn't magical, because it certainly is, but this is the unicorn. Well, I'll read it, why it is that way. And let me get to that page. And I guess maybe horses are just always sometimes, I don't know, come around people to help a lot. It says, it's vital that you pursue any creative or artistic interest that you suppressed until now. You'll notice more signs and visitations from the nature spirits and elemental kingdoms, such as the fairies. Let go of your worries and responsibilities for a while and just play and have fun. Suspend your disbelief and open yourself to perceiving any and all helping spirits from the non-visible world. You're going to meet some gifted children who have unusual artistic and creative talents, and you'll learn more important things from being around them. And you're going to experience a surge in your personal power, so use it wisely. And it just says that you're a highly artistic and creative person and have to express yourself in a way your life force becomes, in the way so that your life force is not diminished. Let's put it that way. And you have an innocence and purity about you, retaining the childlike sense of wonder and awe. You're attuned to Mother Nature and care deeply and passionately about the environment. You work with the fairy realm. Does any of that make sense? And I didn't even get your question. So,
well, it does kind of make sense. About a year ago, I woke up from a dream where I was I was in a green meadow, and I had been petting a unicorn. It was really a beautiful realm. And I woke up. And it was the weirdest thing because I was like, what was that all about? I was petting, and I literally felt like I had been there petting this unicorn, like I had been in another realm. It was really odd to me. So it's funny.
I'm sure you were there. I just know that you were there because I had a dream one time, and this was last year, and I met my fairy for the first time. And it was the most bizarre thing I've ever experienced in my life.
And it was, she was as clear as day, and she came right up to me, right up to my face. I could see her so clearly, and I knew, and I knew that I was dreaming in the dream, so I know it was a visitation. You know, I wasn't like not aware. I knew I was dreaming, and I thought, who on earth? And she says, I'm your fairy, and I'm here with you all the time. I've always been here, and you live in the fairy world part of the time. And ever since then, and a lot of friends of mine have said that they feel that too. And so I think you are too. Otherwise, I would not have gotten the unicorn. That's so exciting.
That is kind of fun. It's odd to me because, you know, I really woke up and I really had such a strong sense that I had been just having a unicorn. And I was like, that was about a year ago that happened to me.
Laura,
that is so neat.
There are so many ways cool. Psychic worlds and different dimensions we can experience them. Think about every night when you go to bed, you go to a different dimension. We take it for granted. It's called dreaming. We actually go to a different dimension. We really do. And if we bring that awareness into our waking, to our normal hours, we start developing psychic ability. We start realizing there's different dimensions. We can see everything. So when you see things that don't fit into the normal thinking, it's helping you stretch outside the box so you see more of the universe that actually already exists. Make sense to you, girl?
I've been frozen in place when I've woken up and been frozen and not been... It wasn't that I couldn't move. It's that the thought never occurred to me to move.
Right, it could have been.
I sensed an angel or a being standing over me, and they pulled the cover over me. They covered me up, and I could sense them walking around the bed.
See, they're covering
the bed,
you.
Yeah, and I felt the bed decompress.
Well, they're taking care of you.
Yeah, but I didn't turn over until I'd say 30 seconds went by before it dawned on me that I should look. And, of course, when I looked, there was nobody there.
Right.
But it was like I was frozen.
Just keep in mind there's so many different dimensions. We're going to move on, Laura, because we got several more callers. We're going to try and get a little bit in. God bless you for tuning
in. That's beautiful, Laura.
Yeah, it really is.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate the reading.
Keep your eye open for even more miracles. My dear.
I will. Thank you.
God bless you. Let people know about the show. Happy to have you call in.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, girl. We are going to move to area 954. 954, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yes.
Who are we speaking with?
Shanice.
What's your name, girl?
Shanice.
Shanice?
Yes.
That's a beautiful name. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Okay. Do you have a specific question, or do you want to kind of get a general reading?
I just wanted to get like a general reading of my future and future events that might be happening in my life.
How old are you? About 18?
27.
37, really?
No, 27.
27. You have a very innocent, youthful voice, girl. That wasn't I didn't mean that in a derogatory way. You just have such a... like a voice of innocence, you know.
Okay.
Really? So take that as a compliment, you know.
Okay.
Okay, having said that, I'm charging these stones up.
Okay.
And all you have to do, my dear, is say drop. Whenever you feel like it, I'll drop these stones, and I'll tell you what I'll see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay. Drop.
There you go. Well, one thing that's very important that you're learning that's very healthy for you is you're processing a lot of things about love and about the past, and it's giving you a lot of healing. So if you're going through some tough issues on that, don't worry about it. It's purposeful. It gets these things cleared out sooner rather than later. So by the third and fourth week here, you feel real empowered. You feel real healthy and renewed again. So what you're processing about love and about family and so forth, this healing you're going through is not only going to be very lucky for you, and you're going to get over it sooner than you think, But by the second into the third week here, you're really starting a lucky cycle for yourself because you've made this decision to really move forward and have confidence in yourself and believe in yourself and that sort of thing. And that not only is helping you recognize the luck you're bringing to yourself, but it's starting you on about the third and fourth and fifth week in a really, it's like you're real experimental. You're free-flowing. You're creative. You're not held into a check because of the past or because of how you think people might see you or receive you or so forth. You're kind of getting rid of all that in the first couple weeks, realizing that anything you see about yourself and your history that's not doesn't help you grow and evolve is sort of just weighing on you. So as you let all that out in the first couple weeks, by the fourth and fifth week here, you've just opened up a real, very positive, like can of worms that's very positive, a can of experiences, freedom, thinking outside the box, being very excited about the new year. And that's going to bring you in from about the eighth to ninth week on a lot of good things about luck, a lot of good things about relationships, commitment. You're going to start seeing both men, direction, and opportunity in a different way. And that's what you're processing in this first week or so. And by the end of this three-month period, again, I can only spend so much time. By the end of this three-month period, you're going to realize the power that you found in yourself renewed. You're going to find a sense of being able to make good decisions about where you want to go, how you're going to get there. You're going to be able to feel by the 10th and 11th week here, things about place. You have not only more comfort where you are, but if you're planning on moving or looking at other places, you're feeling much more powerful about that too. So this first week of processing is part of the necessity to get there. You have to kind of clean out the old so you can let the new happen. And don't be afraid of seeing the old to clear it out. Does that make sense to you? Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
You too. Let people know about the show, my dear. And remember, you can always go to the archives and either listen or download. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
What a neat sounding voice. That just made my day. So we've got about...
She really does, yeah.
Yeah, what a beautiful, beautiful little voice. That was just really warm and inspiring. We're going to 315, and because we're shortage of time a little bit, we've got about 7 minutes, I'm going to let Jan give you some animal totems. 315, who are we talking to?
Yes, this is Annette from New York. I've called in before.
Okay, Annette from New
Hi,
York.
Annette.
We're glad to have you back.
Hi.
And Jan?
Thank you for taking my call.
We're honored.
Sure, and I don't remember what totem I've given you before. So let me see what we're... Actually, what just came in immediately, just a second, is the monkey. So I'm just going to go with that because that's usually when it's the very first animal that comes in, that's usually what it is for now. I have no idea what I gave you before, but let's see what the monkey says today. And I'm almost... It's so funny when they come in because I don't expect it at all. It's like so unexpected to me. That's what I love about it, too, because then I know, here we go. And it says, balance, intelligence, humor, curiosity, creativity, a complex and contradictory symbol worldwide. In the Far East, the monkey represents wisdom and detachment from material things. The three wise monkeys of Yingoro, who see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, represent the key to the right way to live. The monkey also reflects the actions of the unconscious mind, jumping from one thing to another and acting on instinct. In fact, there is a Buddhist meditation method in which learning control of the mind is called training the monkey. Though thought to be the cleverest animal in the jungle, the monkey is seen all over the world as a magician who masks its great powers of insight and intelligence by clowning around. A powerful totem, monkey helps you see where you are going. Bright and quick-witted, you can see a complicated situation from all sides, including the dark and light, and you weigh the possibilities before acting. You may not always do the predictable thing. You communicate well and enjoy having fun, which makes you the center of most social situations, and you have a lot of friends and are a party animal.
curious about the world and willing to learn from others. You have a special interest in ancient wisdom and the origins of humankind. You would do well as a leader. And the last part says, if you have become entrenched in a position or point of view, Monkey will appear to remind you to look at the things in a different light. It may be that you are developing one area of yourself at the expense of another, or that you are indulging yourself and need to think of others. Remember that the world doesn't always revolve around you, oh dear. Perhaps you need to consider what motivates your choices so you can be sure to manifest what you really wish for in life. Monkey can help you with insight and inspiration. And that's what that book says.
Okay.
Does that resonate at all with you?
Oh, yeah, big time, because I actually just found out I have a health issue going on, and I've got a lot of legal things I've got to tie up in case something happens, you know? So, yeah.
Oh, right. Now I remember you, that's right. You were talking about your house problems, I think, the last time. The house
yeah.
issues, did you?
Yeah. I have, my land's up for sale, so a lot depends on the realtor working on it, you know? And tying up some loose ends just in case something happens, you know?
Right.
So it's like you said, I've got to look at all different angles right now and a lot of different things. So, but, you know, I have a lot of knowledge in this area, so I'm just hoping that they pull through on their end too, you know?
And you've got a lot of luck coming after the first of the year too, Annette. That's what I feel, really.
Okay.
Feels like a lot of good luck and new things about paperwork and so forth. So it looks like a good time for you after the first of the year.
Yeah, that's what I kind of feel. I feel that I'm not feeling as bad as I should be with what I've been diagnosed with as lung cancer. So I'm just thinking I don't think I could feel this good. You know, I do have aches and pains, but not in my lung area, you know.
I understand. I deal with a lot of back pain, and the way I look at it all the time is boy, it could be worse, and there's a lot of people without food and water. So I always make myself look at how blessed things are, regardless of how difficult they are.
Yeah, that's exactly. And mine's back pain and leg pain, too, but I guess it's associated with lung cancer. So I'll just have to do what my parents before me did is, you know, see what's laid on the table before me, you know.
And meanwhile, stay happy and empowered.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You too.
Oh,
Annette.
Sure, Annette. And please call back in, okay? I want to hear more about the diagnoses too and what develops.
Oh,
I really do. I really hope that you. Okay, please do.
Okay. Thank you so much for your reading.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Annette, and all you folks, you can always download the archives and listen back to what we've said. And you can also find about more about both Jan and me, Gary Wimmer, on Psychics Gone Wild at psychicsgonewild.com. We have less than 2 minutes left, and we've got several callers, and we're not going to be able to get to everybody. But we ask all you folks to call back a little earlier next week, and we try to get to everybody we can. We just not sure how many callers we're going to get, and all of a sudden we got a bunch of them. So we're going to go out. Again, Jan, tell people how to get a hold of you real quick.
Oh, sure. And my email is jandrake007@hotmail.com, and that's my email address. I do have a website. It's not totally up yet, but you can still look at it. It's still working. It works. It's www.wefindourway.com, and you can contact me through that too, and my email address, and also on Psychics Gone Wild, www.psychicsgonewild. That's my info.
We're so happy to have you with us again, Jan, and we will be back with all you folks next
week.
Thank
you.
And you can find out about me on Psychics Gone Wild or Google GARYWIMMER. You'll find me. If you land on my homepage, I'm also an actor and a writer and a musician, but I don't do much acting anymore or playing music. Most of my work is psychic work. You can find out what I do there. Check us both out on Psychics Gone Wild. And meanwhile, you folks, have a good weekend, and we will see you next week. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. And again, my pleasure working with you, dear Jan.
Oh, you too, Gary. Thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure.
It is.
An honor.
See you folks next week. Stay happy.